We are continuing our Shu'urim on Otzot Chaim, and we're doing now, we're starting a new Perek, Sha'atanta Perek Beis. Sha'atanta Perek Beis, it's on in the old print, old editions, the Beis Amud Aleph. And in the Motuk Midrash, it's on Daf Chav Zayin Amud Aleph. Now we're learning over here Tamim and Tzoyim. Now let's just get back into it a little bit here. So we had Ak. We had the Ak, we had the Or, right? We have the Or ends up coming into Ak, and it's protruding now from the Iznaim. Oznaim is the Madrega Sag, because we know from a Kakafta Ad Oznaim is Ab, right? That's the Neshama Shabo, the highest Chelik of his Neshama is called the Ab. From the Oznaim downwards, down to the Tibor already, that is Sag. It's a different Bechina Bechla, different Bechina. Now, as Rav told us many times, as Ariza told us many times, you can split everything into everything. Every prat yish klal, every klal yish prat. So in the sag which we are discussing, that's the ikar, or we're discussing the ab, we can't be masik b'chlal b'chlal. That sag is going to be divided also in ab sag mo'ben. But for the moment, we're only going to discuss the ab of the sag. The highest chelik of the sag, we're going to discuss that. Now, the Arizal also names it different names, but the exact same thing. It's called Tamim. Tamim, that's the considered to be as the highest Bechina in Tanta. Right? Tamim, Likudos, Tagim, Oysus. In that Erech, Tamim is the highest Bechina, so that would be according to the Ab. Now, in Tamim, you have three Chalokim. Tamim Elyonim, Tamim Son, Tamim Tachtonim. So you have three Chalokim over there. So we consider that to be, actually in the Erech he's working here, that would be in the Erech of Sag Ma'uben. So to sum up, we have what we're going to speak about now, coming in from the all from the Eznayim. From the Eznayim, we're talking about the all Sag is coming out. Now, as we saw, the Tamim is divided into three, so we're going to divide this all into three. So since we know we're talking about the highest chelik of the all, which is Abdesag, and we're talking about the three dimensions of the Tamim, so we're going to say we're talking about the Sag, the Sag and the Ma'u, the Ben, of the Abdesag. Okay, that's just the technicalities of the thing. But what we wanted to actually speak about more specifically is the all coming up from those nine. Then we're going to talk about the oil coming out from the chotem, and then the oil which is coming out from the pit. So the oil which is coming out, we saw already from Perik Aleph, came out from those nine. That was the sag of the sag. And now we're going to discuss a lower madre coming out from the chotem. Now, again, still in the sag bechina, the highest bechina, the abdesag. Now we're talking about the mad abdesag. Okay, so let's start. That example. V'achikach in Perek Beis. Now, achikach bo tamim and soim. Hem bechinas o hayot mechotem shel odom akadman. It's coming from the chotem. Vechotem hu kminyan sag. Just to give you another remez, says Arizal, I'll give you another. The point is that we're talking about the all of sag. That the chotem is v'gematria sag. וגם כאן נמשך ויוצא אור דרך שני נקווי החותם ימין ושמאל. We know the chotem has two divisions, one to the right, one to the left. What does that equate to? The same thing we saw by the oizen. When the oil from the right came out from the right oizen, that was the oil makif. And from the left, that was the oil panimi. Same thing over there. Chotem also is the oil makif to the right and oil panimi to the left. הדרך הנזכה באוזן. ונמשכו ביושר עד החזה של זה אדם קדמה. So it goes how far? It goes as far as the chest. We saw that the oil oizen went down to the chin, and now the oil chotim is going down to the chest. וזה עיקר אור, אומנם, מהרוצו גם כן הוא מספר של צד או אחו, או מסבב כל סביבות אדם קדמה. But you have to know there's two things, as we defined many times. There's the all, the ikar all coming out, and there's also the ha'ara coming out from the ak. So the ikar or very mitzumtzum comes right to the chest. The tofel or let's call it, it's called ha'ara, and that's mispashel all around ak as it's coming up from ak. Now, do you understand why it's coming up from ak? Again, the only way you can make kelim, the only way you can make us, the only way you can make worlds and anything, is you need a kelim, right? You need kelim, which we are kelim. In order to accommodate the all and sof, which is all things are made of the all and sof, you need a kelim. In order for that to happen, it has to come out from pnim to chutz. And when it comes out, it's more mishkashim, until it becomes a keli. That's the whole tafkid again. So we're coming out from higher bechinas, from the ozim, now we're coming lower to the peh, and that's going to create the olamas, which are basically keli for the insult. That's the tafkid here. Let's go right. Avihine, kan yiskalvo olas penimim akifim shalahem. Yoisim ozim olnaim. And here the o is a bit closer than what we found came out from the oznaim. All those nine, they came around, hovering around the cheek, and they came close to the close to hitting each other by the chin, but did not touch. Masha'en came, those the chotem, which you see the holes of the chotem, are much closer than the holes of those nine. So they're coming a bit closer now, but they're still right, they're not touching. Masha'en came, when it comes up from the pit, the mamish, sambud, and both the old makiv or panime are going to be together. Let's do that again. Okay, v'chein hine kan iskalvo oz penimim makifin shlehem yosim oz lazayim ki nikve ochoitim smuchim hem aval im kol ze nechlok meshnayim ve'enu mechubavim yachem v'lechem gam oz eilo lo haya lehem b'chiras kelim. Again, the vault is when you create a kid, which is the tap kid. Let's not forget that's tapka when the two oz bang into each other, batosha, right? Batosha, as the lesson explained to us, the batosha releases the odak from the orgas that separates the heaviness of the chelik, the heavy chelik of the or, if we can use those words, from the lighter chelik. The lighter chelik goes back to the makor, leaves the heavier chelik, and that is the beginning of the chelik. But you need vatosha to release these two ors, one from the other. That you don't have yet here. You don't have that. You don't have the vatosha. Let's go back to umashi nitosa ve'elu. So what was the great smile of this? Yoisma also was nine. Who?
So they go together. I said these two ears.
They're coming down one from the right.
So they go like round, like by the.
No.
The bumps straight, like parallel lines.
They're coming from the nose, right? Straight down to the chest. So if you remember, with all coming out from those naim, we had zach called the hay. Kevin coming up from those naim, what's the hay represent? It represents the hay patsufim. But mamash, the nelam, oisus the hay. So the arida, the sod of the hay, if you look mamash, pinimis, you'll see hay patsufim. If you look more, pinim, you'll see esospheres in them. But it's not nelam all that, you only see the hay. Now it's coming down the madrega, so you're seeing the hay is starting to mefaret itself into a dalet vav. Into the dalet vav. Lahorot, what is that to tell you that now the dalet vav coming up from the oizen, from the choytem? Lahorot, you see as a vav, ois vav lechutz viligluya. For who sold the amping shiniz gale bekan? Oh, so now we finally find a giloy of the patsufim. Not all the patsufim, actually, out of the five patsufim, which is al champing, abba ima ze amping venukva, only ze amping now is starting to megale itself. Only ze amping is coming to megale itself. Where is ze amping megale itself? How do we see it? From the vav. The Dalit, the hay originally, now it's coming down into the choytem, now it's being mefaret itself in the Dalit Vav. The Vav Shebo is the Zeamping. Remember this. Vav is always represented by the Vak, which is Be'etzem, the Zeamping. Om lo nasis Vav Levat. But it goes even further than that. Now the Vav is coming to mefaret itself a bit more. ואומם הוו נחלקו גם נחלקת גם כן לשישה גם כן לשישה חלוקים והם שישה לופים. He's splitting himself into six aleves. Why six aleves? Because vayta it's vak. It's the six chalokim of the zeampim, because vak is made up of chaget nahim. And this represents the six chalokim. Six aleves is the six chalokim. The meramis to you, the six spheres, which is in the zeampim. The mefashim ask over here, interesting question over here, the Yafisho, other mefashim as well, why is it that only zeampim is megal itself over here, and not the other spheres? Parzufim. There's five parzufim. We'll read in a minute. Actually, let's just read this next piece, and then you'll see the kasha more boiled here. But Tama Dovahu, why is it coming to Mechalek itself? Yeah, the vav here. Ki chamisha parzufim nechlolim beois hei. Hello, hem al champin abba ve'ima ze'ampin. Venukve Keniska Le'el Vehem Bechinas Nefesh Wa Neshama Chai Yechid. You can always, again, don't forget our Agdamas, very important Agdamas. They're always speaking about, we're always using Klan of Erek Kohen, Erek HaKinuyim. That's what the Rashash calls it, the Erek HaKinuyim. Always, it's everything is Erek Be'erek Zeh Be'erek Zeh. So therefore we have different things that we compare to each other, but we actually call them, the Ariza calls them the exact same thing. So now he's putting together two arachim, which is called parzufim, and he's putting together the arachim of meranchi, as we call it, the oiras, right? So therefore, nefesh, which would be represented by the malchut, ruach, which is represented by the zeampin, neshama, the ima, chai is the abba, and yechida is arachim. But again, you can change the arachim according to the situation. Let me just point out something to you again. I just want to stress this point about arachim. It's very, very important to understand that it's not so critical to understand to place too much emphasis on the name, but rather on the relationship that the Arizal is trying to bring forward here. Okay? Because we can call the Moshe, I'll just give you a Moshe Ba'alma, you can call the Rosh, right? This Chelik, you can call it a Rosh, right? And then you can call this Chelik the Guf, right? But if I want, I can call this the Vak, and I can call this, which is above me, the Ga, the Makifim, the Lamed Mem, as we call it, the Makifim. We know there's a Chai Yechid above me. And call that the Gam, this is the Vak. Right? Which one is Emes? Shteim Emes. It depends what I'm looking at. If I'm just concentrating on the parts of which I'm looking at right now, it's true. This is the Gam, this is the Vak. But if I'm looking at Klapper High parts of, then that's the Gam, this is the Vak. This is the entire Vak. My head including is considered to be Vak. It's all the way you must stack a lot on the thing. And I give you a posh to Moshe. We know there's a mussar called nets and shkia. That's a chama and shkia chama, right? Even the goyim understand there's a sunrise and sunset. You look in the goyish papers, right? And you want to know when sunrise and sunset. You can base yourself on the goyish paper. You have to add maybe 3 or 4 minutes either way, but you can tell you more or less what a sunrise and sunset, right? Is there emes? Is it emes that there's a sunrise and sunset? Huh? What do you say, Moshe?
Yeah.
I'm saying it's nishke emes. It's nishke emes. Lo hay v'lo nivra azam in musak shel nesachama and shkiyasachama. I'll prove it to you. Let's all get into our rockets. We'll go on to the moon, and we'll see you'll prove it to me where the sun rises and where the sun sets. If you ask the sun, excuse me, Mr. Sun, where do you rise, where do you set? He'll tell you, I don't rise, I don't set, b'chalal, I just go around. So where's your shkiz achama, where's your netzachama? Right? Again, what's the answer to that? Who's lying? We're lying? or he's lying? Which one? Which is damn it? Teretz is. Oh, depends. Klapenu be'erkenu. That's the word. Nishkin emistika sunset and sunrise. Be'erkenu, what it looks to us, right? And that's how we have to function. Ubu the mitzvahs are tolu in day my night. Shkias decham and nesama. Right? But that's how we have to work. If not, we will be botul mavutul. All the mitzvahs, right? Be'erkenu, we look at us, and therefore we base the mitzvahs our psak. And the world goes like that as well. The goyim as well. They know to wake up as I'm in time, and then they go to sleep. If you ask the sun, have a havoli, mommy and I don't sit, I don't go. You know, it's just for you. Be'aki, the sun would say, nishkames, right? There's no such thing, right? But that's exactly what the musik here in Kabbalah is very important to understand. Is this? It's everything is be'akeinu. Right, because this what we're being mashvah here. The dogma is mashvah partzuf into the naranchim. You'll see in a few pages it'll change it. Ah, but you told me this is the emes. Depends on the er. I'm just trying to show you again a relationship between one and the other. Again, these words are nisht emes. You have to understand the words are nisht emes because you're describing a davar ruchni which cannot be put into words. By definition, right? It can only point you the direction, right? It can only help you to understand what's going on in the olam of ruchnis, but it cannot tell you what it is, right? A sod, by definition, is a sod. You can't. If I tell you something, it's nishkin sod. If I define something by sod, means it cannot be defined. It cannot be defined. I can't define a sod, right? So therefore, these words again are just trying to help you show a relationship between this and that. So again, we're comparing here the partsuf in the naranche, and he says, let's go back to here. Vinimsa ki ze ampim hu bechinas ruach kenoda. It's established according to this erech. We find that ze ampim is considered to be ruach. We have to keep that in back of mind. We're going to use that later on. And he brings a guy from the pasuk.
Do you want to ask a question now? Your
original question. No, I'm just being Masbi.
Yeah, Masbi. Before you, what you said, you want to finish off a piece.
Yeah, we'll ask a question later. Yeah, we'll come back to that question. V'hinei kotzav omer. Kol asher nishmas chayim ruach ba'apov. Pasuk in the Bereishis, right? So you see that the ruach taki, the ruach is in the kudayim. The horos ki v'chinas haruach misgale ba'apayim. That's what we're talking about. We're talking about the all coming from the choytim. That's creating that. No, I shouldn't say creating, but it's what's doing is that it's megale the parts of a zah, and the parts of zah is ruach. There's your ramus from the pasuk. V'lachem bezeh choytim megale b'china zeh ampin v'nechalek lishisha katzavas. Why should go on? As we explained. Because the Ampi by definition is made of Chagat Nayi, six spheres. That is what's Vak, that is what we call the Vak. Aval ois dale nisheret, ois achas mechuberes, aval ois vav nechleket v'shisha alofim. Okay? So again, from the Oznayim is coming out the letter here, which represents the Hipatuf, which represents actually the Esa spheres, which is more Pnim. But everything's by Helen. Once you come down to the Oizen from the Choytem, it's Megali itself, the He becomes a Dalit and Vav. The Dalit and Vav. The Vav Vait is coming to Megali itself a bit more into the Vav Chalokim. Vav Chalokim, that's the Vak. The Dalit blibed Dalit. We'll see what happens to the Dalit soon. Okay? Well, we just asked beforehand, still applies over here. Why is it that only Zer Ampin is Megali itself? What about Nuk? Nuk is a further part of the Choshebir Choshekin. So how you can say it's Megale, but the Rav didn't bother telling us. But unfortunately, the Mepharshim don't learn like that. And I'll just read you out the Lashon of the Yafeshah. The Yafeshah says it's more has to do with the Kavonas by Yom Kippur. The Kavonas are is that Nok actually rises higher than Zeampin. So what is the official show me that there's no real the nukva is not always underneath za, sometimes actually rises above za. Right. So you see that they're not independently, they're not completely mukushot together. That's why we find over here, so the official we find the megale za or Nami Galilu, because at this particular moment Nuk is still Mechuba to Ima, and therefore she hasn't come down yet. Okay.
What was the Kasha?
The Kasha is those five parts of him. Right, I can understand why the higher parts of not megal itself. So the Riza, the lower parts of him, the lower parts of his megal itself, za. But what happened to the gilu of Nok? If anything, the lowest parts of him megal itself first. Oh. Why mamish be'emza za as opposed to any other? Right. So he's saying Nok is not megal itself because it's still mechuba to im amechet mehechetes. Za is always higher. So the yafeshua. No, I find your cases where za is actually lower than Nuk some cases. And the Moshe by Yom Kippur, we'll find that. The Yom Kippur is Nishkan Rai Bachala, because the Rashash already says they're all standing parallel one to the other. It's not actually the emesik and Nuk. Sure, well, you can. It's not so
far.
Yeah, it's a problem. Okay, let's continue. The kemoshin is chalish, is chalkish, mishin slach the oitz vav shebenek v'choytem v'yamin. Kach mischalekes oitz vav shebenek small. So in the same way, you have the vav coming out from the right hand side of the choytem, you have the same thing coming out from the left hand side. The sachar kol, what does that make? That's 12. That's 12 alofim, 12 aleves. Ima choytem atzmo. When you count the actual choytem, which we do that, we use a koilel, and here we're using the choytem. Hare yud gimel kaminyan vav aleph vav. When you take the gematria of vav aleph vav, you can spell vav aleph vav many ways. You can spell vav many ways. You can spell vav b'miluyav. You can spell it vav yud vav. You can spell sometimes vav vav, or sometimes you can spell it vav aleph vav. In this particular
vav hey, vav as well.
Vav hey vav, I've never seen.
Yeah,
no. So here, vav aleph vav. You can show me. I don't remember.
Does it not clap with? Yeah. I mean, it has to clap with the shem, you know, sag and mar. No?
Oh. Why is this clap with sag? Very good. Again, we're talking about this is the all sag, and the rav. That's the derech of the Arizal. Always to give us a ramazim. He tells us the gematria of choytem is sag. And he's telling us another remez over here, that you have a vav coming out from the right, left is another vav, and the choytim is the other vav, is the other aleph, right? So there, that makes 13. That's a vav. Now the difference between ab and sag is what? The way you spell ab and sag. The only difference is the way you spell the vav. So ab you spell the vav yud vav, and the sag you spell the vav aleph vav. So again, here's another remez. We're speaking about the all sag. Let's continue.
So I mean, the two sides of the nose, the same as the vav on each side.
Coming out.
And one's a makif, one's a penimi.
Yeah, that's right. The right side is a makif, and the left side is a penimi. V'chein, ha-vav...
Is it just really just one vav? It's just
no, it's two vav.
It's two different vavs.
Yeah.
So makif and penimi are two different
vavs. Yeah, two vavs, and yeah, the eich is different, yeah.
Like you had by your eisen as well.
Yeah.
Even though they're of the same chin of the... The makif and puni of whatever you're talking
in
about.
All there's different qualities of it. There's the or dak shabot, there's the or gas shabot, and that forms the keli, the or gas shabot. Yeah. You have to machalik all, understand? Because everything you see is all. If all was just mamish, pshut, kamashma, all, how can you have any chiluk in anything? Right? Understand? There's yichud. And is appealed all at the same time. But remember, it's all be'etzim or yichud. All is all, right? All is all. That's the paradox, Shabbat, right? Where's the yichud Hashem here? I don't see any yichud Hashem. Okay, we're a word of appealed here. Of chaos, right? Where's the yichud Hashem? You don't see it. We're not allowed to see it. It's in the background. Because we know, as we're learning over here, and that's the whole Baruch Hashem, the dilemma of the Kabbalah, to look at the Shalshelis and go back all the way up, you see that everything starts up from all. It just mefaret itself a bit more, but it doesn't, there's nothing new being created, it's just being mefaret itself a bit more and more. But at the end, says the Ramchal and says the Leshem of the Gedolim, it's all going to go back to its, everything's going to couple back up like a set of cards, dominoes, and then go back up to the Ein Sof, no problem, because nothing was created new, nothing's going to be destroyed, they're just going to go back to where it was. So you see, the old Tak itself has to have this Chilukim itself. Now he's going to spell it out in not in gematria, but more into shape of the aleph. Kishne nikve choitimim hem shne yudim. Right, from the right side, from the actual hole. Right, from the neck of choitim yamin is considered to be a yud. Right, a yud. What is a yud? It's mamash a nukuda katana. And then also you have the yud on the left hand side, and then you have the koisel be'emzah mafseket ben eyem utzurosavav. Right, so you have bare tzuras aleph yud and yud, and you have a vav, which is the koisel of the choitim. If shnei vavim are vav vav aleph vav, again another remes for sag. Vohu lahoros ki lemal bebechinas rosh shesham mokum amochim. Who Shem Ab the Havaya the Yudim? Omikan, which what we're speaking about, Kamel from the Choytim of Ashur Ozim as well. Who Shem Sag? Ki Ein Hefrish Ben Havaya the Ab, the Havaya the Sag, Gag, Bemilu Ois Aleph Vav Kinoda. Okay, therefore a few Ramazim to explain to you that we're talking about the all of our Sag.
I just asked about these Ramazim.
Yeah.
We said before that the two vavs were the two oros which come out of the two sides of the chotem.
Yeah.
Right. So what's, and then we're saying later on that the aleph represents a chotem completely because of the vav and the two yuds.
Yeah.
So where do the other two vavs come in now on the side of this aleph?
No, it's two different ways of looking at the same thing.
Same,
yeah. Two sides of the coin. Which one is right? Means you can look at it. Various ways, yeah. Yeah, weiter. Ve'elu ha'shnei vavim hem b'chizatamim hem tsoim shebe'emza teivam. Now, not a remez. Now, again, weiter, we have the kasher. This is called the Shah Tanta. We're going to kasher this sugya to Tanta. The tamim and tsoim, which we're speaking about here. Tamim elyon came out from the oznayim. Tamim and tsoim coming from the choytem. Now, what are the tamim and tsoim? Hem pasag umakav. Right? That's how you pronounce it, right? Pasag umakav. Psik? Yeah? Psik umakav. Kenoda. Ki horas apsik, ki horas avav. Shelahi. Right? He's coming out from the choytem. And it's being spilled out from a dalit and vav. The leg of the hay, which is the vav, is binkom the psik. Now, why is it called psik? Shenifsika venatzis lishisha alfe tiniska. Right? The vav representing the zav. We said the vav is mischalik itself. Or nifsekis. Right? It's mafsik. It's mischalik itself into the vav. That's why I call it psik. It cuts itself up into the vav chalakim, which represents zav. V'kasher techabe et psik im makav, right? Psik is this way, and the makav is this way. So when you put them together, what do you get? Hem tuz dalit achas. That's the dalit of the he. He oras ois dalit shel ois he. Again, more hamazim to this inyan. The dalet, we don't see it split at the moment. Remember that the hay you can split up to five parts of it, and you can split right into the eses spheres. Harihi b'chinas yud achas. Eses Sfiros is Yud, right? So we have the Yud coming out from the Oizim we're talking now. Now Utzalfena Utchalberna Utchavreina Ima Hei Shebenekev Yamim Shel Chotem. So you have the Yud coming out from the Oizim, and you have the Hei coming out from the Chotem. So what does it come? Shiturot Dalit Vav Kineska Hari Akol Hi Betzuz Yud Vav Dalit. V'hu tzioch aleph achaz kize, which is a vav, which is a yud vav dalit, shetzuos yud. V'gaming tika rayush benekev ozen small. Tachbereina ima vav dal shebenekev chotem small.
Tamu tika chot, tamu tika shebenek.
So let me just show you a little picture. Right. Okay. Do you see that? Okay. So this is what it looks like. Very simply, you're taking the yud from the right ear, and the dalet vav from the right nostril, and that makes you yud vav dalet, and you're doing the same thing on the left hand side. Right, Moshe, you're looking at me as if this is not rocket science, by the way. Right, from the choytin comes the dalet and vav.
Yes, because by the choytin they're already separated into two different letters. Yeah.
That's right, dalet and vav. And from the oznaim comes out the yud.
So how does it come to the aleph? What's this behut here? Aleph achas kozeh.
Here, this is it. Here's the aleph, and here's the aleph.
Why are you looking at the yud? Surely a hey should come out of the oznaim.
Yeah, hey, which is comes out, which is yud,
but it's not yud yet.
As I said, it's there. But hell, we'll bring moitzi from the hay, the yud.
Well, shem osu, you mean?
Yeah. But it's there. It's not shem osu. I mean, the etzim, it's there. So if you can't
see. Well, the regal, it's not the regal smoil of the hay. Is it yud?
No, that's the vav. The regel of the hay is the vav. Maybe it's not so
straight.
Huh? Yeah, it's straight. It should be straight.
I'm saying the chatzchila from the oizen.
Yeah.
You took a hay from oizen, you mean, and it became a yud.
That's how we saw that from the beginning as well, right?
It's the
hay always splits into yud. Right? But if you mefaret the hay, you find the yud.
So it's dalet vav, you know.
Dalavav comes from the choytin.
Mm-hmm. That's just so. Where do you get the yud then?
The yud comes from the old line.
Yeah, do we know why you couldn't have done like a hay instead of the yud and come up with something else? Mm-hmm. Is there a reason why we pick on the sefirus rather than the hay part of the
Yeah, because we want a vav. We want a vav with the which you spell.
The aleph.
You want the aleph, right? You want the aleph here.
You want
the
aleph. Yeah, I mean,
it's not a joke. It's not a joke. Well,
We don't know all the reasons behind it.
For example, in Matbea Bracha, if we ever zoche to learn Matbea Bracha together, Kavon is there. We'll find that we find that Mefarshim say this. Mefarshim says that the Ariza goes down as a way to manipulate and not give us the right shemus of the mochim. In order to come out with the gematria of Baruch, the Arizal is very, very much. We don't know all the soilus, right? We're only privy to some soilus, not all the soilus, right? The Arizal is very much in Matbea Bracha, which is Baruch, right? That he tries to spell out the gematria of Baruch in various places during your kavanas of Baruch. Over here. Atkirikal, the Mefarshim say that we're not talking about a mochim, this type of mochim, we're talking about a different type of mochim. So answers the Mefarshim, I think it was a Sadi, if I'm not mistaken, he says that the Rav intentionally replaced the correct mochim with incorrect mochim in order to come out with the Gematria Bo. There's a Tifa, I asked once somebody, and I said, what's going on? It looks kimo zimitzachek. You know, it's like Darius is joking here. You know, Gemara says chatan kala here. What's going on? We're fudging here and just making things work here. He didn't have an answer for me, but what he did to him, I think I told you once. He said, "Ze tzchok shel Ariza." Right? These are games of the Ariza, meaning that the Ariza, right? His tzchok is very, very high. It's not stamazah. He's doing it for a reason, except he wasn't megal to us. Why? But the matter is tifa, so you saw this there. Because he didn't have to do these things, right? But he's going out of his way to give us all these little muslim for a reason.
But what he shows there with the funny gematria, which he's speaking about, he mean to be mechavan that gematria?
Yeah, the shame.
After that, that's why he has to bring it. Cause
what?
The reason must have known that's part of the kavanas you men have.
Yeah, but it's nishanet. Nishanet, but the mochim, the cheshbon that he gives us, it's not nishanet.
It doesn't stem.
We're talking mochim lechitzonius, we're talking mochim lepnimius.
It's a bit like the grom, like our my magulim, right? See, nowadays it's not megea because we haven't got nechoshim. Oh, well, the shayla, but Mishnah is also in
Kaima. That could be a low plug, that could be understandable because I don't want to confuse people, so they say it's a low plug. But here,
you can't say there's a different way which he's telling you in this new dimension.
What?
You can't say he's singing another new secret and new.
When we get there, we'll look into it more. The kisses. Now, what are we doing here? We're trying to get out for the dalits, right? We have the vav settled, right? The zeyampin. We split the zeyampin into six chalakim gavalti, right? That's the vak. That's the chagadnahi gavalt. We sorted out zeyampin. Now, what about the dalit? What's the dalit all about? He says we're not mechalek it yet, but I'm going to show you four aleph's, which comes out from the sachakol we spoke about. We spoke about those oznayim. We spoke about the choytem. So again, what we're talking about, the yud coming out from here, from the oizen, and the vavdalit coming here. That makes an aleph called yud vavdalit. We're doing the exact same thing on the left hand side. Let's go right. So now we show.
Are these two aleph's exactly the same?
Exactly the same. Yeah. Right. One's on the right, one's on the left, one's the Omakif, one's the Opinimi.
And that's what it means with base Mine Alfin. Even though the Tzur of the Alf is the same, but they're different because one's Pinimi, one's not.
Okay, weiter. Ve'im, Tzaye, Bitzur, Acher. Now we've got a different Tzur. Right? That was a Yud Vav Dalit type of Aleph. Now we're talking about a Yud Vav Yud, as we spoke about earlier on. Im Tzaye, Bitzur, Acher, Ve'ushi Tikach Yud Shel Ozen Smok. We're taking the yud coming out from the left ear, and vav shebe nekev chotem small, and then a yud shebe ozen yamin. Right? When you come out, the yud vav yud. Now let me just draw a picture for you very quickly. Okay, this is the vav. We're taking the yud. And how are we going to do this?
This is nine.
Okay, so let's see if you can see this. It's not, again, it's not rocket science here. Okay, so two yuds for both is nine. And right from the left hand choytim, you have the vav. Okay, what is this Aleph different from Yud Vav Dalit? Says the Mefarshim, one is Bitzuas, one is Bechinas Gvura, that's the Yud Vav Dalit, and one is Bechinas Chasodim, Yud Vav Yud. It's a different Bechina Bechla. We're going to do the exact same thing on the other side now. The Gam in Tikach, Yud Shel Ozen Yamin, the Vav Shel Nekev Chotem Yamin, the yud ba'ozen small are yud vav yud bitzur yud vav yud. Okay, the exact same thing. Yud coming from the right, yud coming from the left, and then you have a vav coming from the right. So put all that together, you have an aleph, which is yud vav aleph. Yud vav yud. Right there. V'harishne alofen bitzur yud vav dalit. V'shne, therefore, we have two aleph spelled in yud vav dalit. And shne alofen bitzur yud vav yud.
You can't have it one go, Lemaister. You're using it twice.
What?
You're using it twice. Well, it's still two. It's two.
Three, two
functions. Yeah. Four different ways of doing it.
Yeah. והם עוז על קצת גילו ידלה של ההי שבחותים שניגליס מעט. Again, this is just showing us a little bit of a גילו, which is coming up on the דלת. אבל לא ניגליס לגמרי כמו הוו של ההי שבחותים, ואומנם אי כגמר הגילו הוא למטה באורת הפה, כמו שדבר לכמה וזאת ושם, ודע. כי עשר ספירות זה אלו של האורת אוזניים, כל זמן שהם נמשוכים על גבוד החותם, אז הוא יחידי בפני עצמו. Okay, now it's a different parasha he's talking about here, about havla, halbosha. Very important. Again, one of the important musogin that we saw in the Agdamas, that how everything connects and relates one to the other. The way it's done is that by halbosha. So we know that the oizen, the oil which is coming up from the oizen, what's happening over there is going down to the chin. Right? Shbul HaZokin. It's Yechidi, says Arizal. Nothing's covering it. Then when you have the oizen, the choytem, all coming from the choytem, now the previous oil is going to be its neshama. It's going to be mavli. The haindu, the choytem is makif, this oil which is coming out from the choytem. Aber kasher nimshach megvul choytem velemata. עד שבול הזוקן, אז מתלבש האורך אוזן עם האורך חותם שבתוכו, ונאס זה לא בכינס נשמה פנימי אלו. So as soon as the oizen goes past the choytem, all of a sudden it becomes the neshama of the oil, it goes פנימיס into the oil החותם שבו. Yeah. Let's go right there. וכן האור החותם, כשנמצא מגבול הפה ולמטה, מתלבש הוא באור הפה, in the אור פה. אז הוא עושה לאור coming up from the פה. ונאס בכנס למשום פנימי של האור הפה. גם דה, כי אז האור יוצא מתוך אדם קדמן הזה, הנה כולו אור אחד. It's completely one אור, like I told you. It's always, always one אור. רק כי על ידי התרחוקותו ורדוצו למטה, as soon as it's מרחק itself from the מקור and it goes down למטה, הוא מתאבה איבוי אחרי איבוי. This is the cloud gather, cloud gather, very important. In Mevor Sharim, one of the other Kitva Ariza says, it explains this a bit more, and he says ba'esim there's three processes happening over here. There's one called the Yetziah, there's one called Richuk Mokom, and then there's one called Hitzlapshus. Hitzlapshus. Ta'ainu, when the O, why does it become Mitzabe? Why should Mehenkitesh become Mitzabe, or become thicker, the O? From Mevor Sharim, another one of the Kitva Arizal, which we call Basa de Basa, explains because of three processes happening. Three, it's undergoing three different changes. So first of all, it's going through a yitzir from a pnimius mokum into a chitzonius mokum. Weiter, it's going more and more merochok, it's merachik itself from the core. And second of all, once it's reaching its destination, it's going to be mislabish in something else that we find over here. The ozen is being mislabish into the or chotem. And the or chotem is mislabish itself into the or pe. So going through these three processes, this makes the oil become thicker and thicker, which eventually will create the keli.
Can you say this three again?
One is the yetziah, one is out richuk, and the other one is out the hadbosha. It goes through different levushim, as we'll speak about in a minute.
And they were at the same time, and one after the other, these things happen.
What? Well, the yetziah first, and then the richuk, yeah, and then the hadbosha later on. Yeah.
It's like carrying on Shabbos, like carrying the hanukkah and in the middle.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's really fun. How to make it more discussion.
Right. Two of Eichus, two of Eichus, and one is the Kamas.
One is Richard.
Yeah. Okay. Right. Keitzad or Yotamina Ozen Hu Zachma O Keitzad. So how what happens exactly? As the O is coming out from the Ozen Hu Zachma O, it's mamish very very high. It's stuck in the sack. From the other side, כאשר נמשך רואה זה ופנימיס עוד מקדמון אף שיגיעו לאל החותם ויוצא קצת סודר שם והנה אף על פי שהוא אור אחד שווה שכין כזה, מה חמת הריחות שנזרח הבנים שלך יויסו למטה, נצאה ביוסף את סייצו משום. וכן הדר זה, בפשטוסו יותר למטה עד הפה. Again, these two nekudas, as I brought down in the Roshon, there's actually three nekudas. But here we're seeing the richot and the spashes mirochok. אבל לא לסיבס בחינס אור בעצמו, כי כולו שווה כניסקה. But the all itself never changed. All is all, that's the cloud. אך המצ כליאבין כאור של המוחים נקרא אב, ואור הזה נקרא סג, ודאי בזה. And the reason I just stopped that. Right. What do you mean? What are you trying to say? This is kasha. What's the kasha? The kasha is the Arizal just telling over here, all is all. I'll read on the lashon again about lo lesibas bechinas all beatzmo. The all beatzmo is all is all. So one second, is it changing? Is it becoming me'abe or is it not changing? What's going on? Forget the other rabbi. He himself says it is changing because we find differentiations in the or itself. We find there's an ab-o, sag-o, ma-o, and a ben-o. And they're all different places. You see, one is higher than the other. So how can you tell me all is all? You see, there's differentiations in all itself.
You said like a keli. It's with Samson. It's with Samson, sorry.
Yeah, but there's much more than there's lots of here.
Same oil. It's the same oil, but
they've both got shame oil.
Yeah.
There are different types of
the shame. Yeah, but he's saying it's not mishtani bechlav. V'lo lisipas or asmo. It doesn't change whatsoever. Ki kulo shavu kniska. It's kulo shavu.
It's like the moshlo of using electricity. You've got a mount of power. Then you put in the plug, and it only takes a certain amount of that oil. It doesn't take that for the whole thing. It just takes enough.
Because further away, like we know, you've got a light over here, and you stand right next to it, you get most of the light. If it's further away, the light disperses and you only get a bit of the light.
Right.
So, but it's the same light, it's the same intensity. It's just got
okay, so let's get into a little bit more detail. Right. Let's get into more detail. First of all, the kasha, he's saying there's no differentiation, but there is a differentiation, right? So the teret is poshut. There's a difference between the pinimis of ak and the chitonis of ak. In the chitonis of ak, that's what you're speaking about. That's what everybody's speaking about, that it's becoming more mis'aver. But in the Peninus, there's no thing as Ibo. We'll never see the loss of the Ibo inside of Ak. Right? Your blood doesn't become thick. It only becomes thick. It only coagulates only when it comes out from the roof. But inside, everything flows. Everything is blood is blood. There's no where it is, right? So there's a chilah between Peninus Ak and Chitzonius Ak. Freik de Arizal, it's not true. Because Ach maskil yadin ke ha'ol shel ha'mochim. Even the pnimius of Ak, you find Ab Sagma Uben. So what am I saying? What's going on? The dive there doesn't tell us.
Well, of Ab. The Ab Sagma Uben of Ab.
No, even the Abba Kloli, Ma Kloli, Ma. Ab is from the Kakavta until the Oizen.
Yeah.
And the Oizen downward is a Sag.
And yeah,
the people downward.
So what's he saying?
So even in the pnimius of Ab, you see differentiation in all. So don't tell me that there's all in the atzmus of all. That means the hainu, the touching up, the pnimius of all. There is no differentiation. There is a differentiation. So they bring down over here the name of the sefer Shosh Hayam. Have you heard Shosh Hayam? Of Yaakov Hillel. So he wants to say there are actually many different types of all. Many different souls. This is more nogeh to the kavanas, but just simply said, it's a cloud called tzame. Do we speak about called tzame? Do we speak about it? Of course, it's a pasuk called tzame. Called tzame bol el mayim or something. Was, you know, anybody who's thirsty.
Called tzame yechulamayim.
Yechulamayim. Right. Where is that pasuk? Right. Okay. So what does that stand for? Kol Tzame stands for Kelim Levushim, Slomim, Mochim, and Oros.
You had to see a picture on the Lamed. That's a picture.
What?
You had to see a picture on the top Lamed.
Yeah, it's a Lamed. Okay. Yeah. Right. So yeah, you have those four differentiation. What it is, it's just
five different things.
Five, but there's actually seven. I'll speak about another two in a minute. Right, you have called something, so the keli. Now in the keli you have something called a levushim, and then in the levushim the tzlom, and in the levushim something called muchin, and then in the muchin you have something called oilus, right? Why do you have all these different fragments of ore? Because the keli can't support direct ore. It needs these cushions that we spoke about, right? Right? If a shoe is too big, you put a cushion. The havdil, well, this is what's happening over here, because if not, it'll just crack the ore, right? So it needs the softening, they call them patsufim dakim, which separates the actual etzem ore in order not to break the keli. Above that, there's two other ores, which is called the ore atamim and the ore ensof. Which is taki mamish in there, right? That's the source of all things. Okay, those two last bechinas, there are no shinoim. We don't find any asma. We find no chilukim. That's what we're speaking about over here.
These atamim, the atamim is saying, can I get saga on all these names?
This is the atamim is saying here. This is the atamim, and he's saying that the atamim there's no chilukim. The atamim is no chilukim. In the Oatame, which is coming out from the Oizen.
It was Panimis Atame.
Yeah. Say in the Panimis of the Oatame, that there, that is no Chilek. When it comes out, then it's Mechalek. That's what you want to say. You have a better territory than you are.
What I understood what you were saying before is when you've got the different areas coming from Oizen to Chotem, etc.
Yeah.
You've got the two which go on the outside, right? But then you've also, at the same time, where does the one from the Chotim come? It's because something's happening on the inside as well. It's going on the inside of the ear to the inside of
Right, but then it's coming.
And that oil, there's no chiluk. That is only because of the rikhut. The internal rikhut from the oizen to the Chotim. Because it has to travel the distance on the inside.
So what are you trying to say? There is a chiluk? There is a chiluk in the Pnimius, or there's no chiluk in the Pnimius? What do you say? I understand the concept. There is chiluk in the penimis like b'chutz. But there's other chalokim which are higher which don't have this chiluk. But at the point of time,
he was talking about the ones which are getting on the inside of the
kutolis. Huh?
He's talking about the ones which are on the inside.
Yeah, that's what he calls the o'atmo. But lowly sibas bechinas or atzmo, which the function types up, the pnimi is back.
Is it? Yeah, the pnimi is like I think you refer to this. It says that then after pishu or echad shova, then the machat zivrich. Since rachim nishapiyos in the matter, misavius.
Who are you reading?
But seiso misham. That's just fine.
Right, but seiso misham is the.
It's almost like he's saying the or is mamish shova, but when it comes out. Then you see that. Then suddenly something's
maskim. That's possible, right?
Only when it comes out.
Maskim, right? But the Ahiza are saying not like that. Ach maskil yavin ki or shalom mochim, which is or penimius.
Yeah.
We find absag malvin.
There's only one that comes out.
No. In Ak as well. Before Ak was created, there was already this bechinas of differentiation and all. Now when it comes out. What's before? Well, you need a neshama there first, right? That's the kav coming into the mokum tzimtzum, right? And that kav is made up of the avsag ba'oben, and then ak is
the lavish. You can only say that later on because you see everything in each other is like
say the zolzai.
Yeah,
later on,
but
it's still in the penimis ak, not when it comes out.
You can't say on the level of the kav. That there's four bechinas. You only know there's four bechinas because you see already in Ark, you see even more in Atzilus, you can see these chilukim clearly coming out of poil. So if you say there's something connected,
I can't say anything. I can't say yes, can I? But I just say Nariza Shela Ol Shela Mochim. That is taki the that is the penimis of Ark.
Which bit?
The last line. The last line. Acham Maskil Yavin Ki Ol Shela Mochim Nika Ab.
So it's cool.
The or mochim is not when it's coming out.
When he says orishal amochim nikra ab, that's talking about the karkaftas.
Yeah, that's the ab.
Yeah,
right. See, there's differentiation.
Is the ab and the side?
Right, inside, not like outside. That's discussion. That is, he doesn't answer. That's why we come on to the question. Okay, so we'll stop here.
So he's asking a question, basically.
Yeah, that's
the question.
Well, he's not asking. He's not asking.
He's
Ma'or and the Kuba died with that. I don't want to tell you too much because it's already, it's Megali too many stories. That's the discussion. All right. Okay. For more shiurim or information about the Yeshiva Tachen, please visit our website www.yeshivatachen.com. Have any questions or looking to learn Chochmas Emes with an experienced Rebbe? Please send us an email at yeshivatachen@gmail.com. That's yeshivatachen@gmail.com. Thank you for listening.